turundusuudised.
Our next topic comes from Euromonitor blog, and it's about question, who actually are more healthier, the people from developed countries or people from emerging countries? There are several facts that the research points out, but the most important things are, from my standpoint, actually that people who are living in emerging markets, like in Estonia, we tend to believe that we are more healthier. We don't see doctors as much as from as people from developed countries. We are healthier. We are our food is more healthier, etc., etc. And actually, the same research from Euromonitor blog points out that this is the truth. We are more healthier. So what are your comments on this subject? Is it the case or is it just a perceptions?
Ooh, that's a big question. I think I'd be a very rich woman if I knew the answer to that one. But just one or two thoughts on this. And I guess I come from a country, well, I know I come from a country where we've got an enormous problem with obesity. It's the biggest single health problem. We've got young children now who will have diabetes by the time they're 20. It's an enormous problem.
And we know it's not a so big problem here.
No. And thank goodness for that, because what's going wrong then? What's
but
going
wrong? We are growing already.
Okay, okay. Well, this is about just changes in lifestyle. It seems that, and it happened to the Romans as well, didn't it? When you become rich, you become lazy. So there's a lot of processed foods, sitting down, people are not going out and exercising because they're playing with their games consoles all the time. They've got cars, so they don't walk anywhere. They think that being sophisticated is getting takeaways, which are not necessarily the healthiest food in the world. And I think the other component to this is that we medicalize everything. So
our laziness is medicalizing,
It's medicalized. So you think you can get a pill to make you better from everything.
Why to run?
Why run if you can go to the doctor and get a pill? And why do you want to live a healthy lifestyle if you think that a health service is going to look after you? So personal responsibility, in other words, begins to disappear, I think, in developed countries when there's a developed health system. So I think the issue for us all, if you think about what does it mean to be fit, and you think about horses and dogs, they're always slightly lean. I used to ride horses when I was younger, and the best horses, the ones that were always the best, were the ones who you could just count their ribs. The fat ones couldn't run, and the ones that were too thin, well, they were too tired. But the fit ones were always the ones that were slightly lean and svelte. So that's what we need to take a lesson from that. We keep lean, we keep svelte, we eat fish, unprocessed foods, vegetables, then exercise, don't become sedentary, don't become rich, and then you'll stay healthy.
But isn't it a lack of communication, right communication, that should have been done in developed countries? Because here in Estonia, we really feel that we are becoming fat too. Thank God our medical system is too poor to help us everywhere, so we have to run still. But for ourselves, this PR that don't be fat, be as a horse you were talking about, it's coming from Western, from developed countries. We just read the news and we understand, oh, and there are pictures, and we say, wow, we don't want to be like them. So this is a kind of communication we get. What maybe there has been a lack of this communication in developed countries.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a couple of things going on. One is a lack of communication about from, because this starts with young kids, mm-hmm. okay? So a lack of communication about what it means to have a healthy lifestyle when you're young. We had a dreadful situation about 4 years ago when there's a very famous chef in the UK called Jamie Oliver. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of him over here.
Absolutely, we have.
Okay. And he went into schools and he did some work on school dinners. And the food that the kids were eating was awful. And he changed the menus in schools and the kids wouldn't eat it. And in fact, I remember watching the TV one night and there was a woman pushing a plate full of fish and chips through the railings in the school to give to her child because the child didn't like Jamie's school dinners. Terrible, just fatty food. But that's there's a couple of things going on there. Lack of education about what good food is about right from a young age. And we know, I was sitting in a cafe over the weekend, and there was a father with his two young boys, and the youngest boy, who was about 18 months old, he was eating carrots and he was eating celery, and he clearly right from a young age he was learning how to eat properly, okay, and his dad was saying that's really good for you. It used to be when people were poor, have some chips when you're 18 because that was a sign of affluence. And that you were looking after your children, you've made it. So alongside poor communication in childhood about what it means to be healthy, there's been a rise in consumerism. And this is the big problem. Marketing, we know all the pizza companies, we know all the fast food companies. So the messages that are coming from them are in competition with the healthy eating ones. And some of these big companies, and I won't name any of them, we know who they are, have far bigger marketing budgets than schools and governments do. So it's an uneven battle in many ways. There's now a realisation maybe and a backlash that
just,
something's too
just
wrong
last
here.
Question shortly. Did anybody consult Jamie Oliver during this campaign from PR standpoint, or was it his own idea?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he is passionate about good food and he's very keen on Mediterranean diet and fresh food and fish. He makes his own beef burgers and it's out of, you know, good quality meat rather than fatty old ends of meat, which some of the cheaper beef burgers are made out of. But he's about moderation as well, because again, consumerist message is, you know, pile them high, buy one, get one free, eat more. That's the message. And it's in competition with sensible eating, sensible lifestyle.
So probably it's still his own idea or his own passion, not the government, some officials, because sometimes we tend to think that it would be a wise PR if the government, takes people like Jamie Oliver and puts them into the role, but this was not the case, as we understand here, yes.
I honestly don't know the answer to that question, but it's really interesting what you say about government, because if government says it, particularly in developed countries, we don't want a nanny state. We don't want grandma, mother telling us what to do. We can make our minds up, you know, we're big mm-hmm. boys and girls. So we don't want the state to tell us what's healthy for us and what's right for us. But if somebody like Jamie Oliver, who's independent, tells us, then we might just listen. So again, it's about the credibility of the source. Source credibility is really important for something like this.
Thanks, Arno. Your comment?
My comment is that I think that it's more about attitude than really are we healthy or not. And it's probably, when I compare what you told about UK than the Estonian cases, that in very many cases what I feel that we don't want to overreact. If there is something wrong, we try to manage as long as it takes. Sometimes we kind of are happy with that. Okay, sometimes we need to take medicine, but this is more often not the first thing we do. So we think that we can cover. So I think that there is a big difference in perceptions not just in behavior.
In emerging and developed countries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, in emerging countries. Emerging countries, I think that if I think about the time for 20 years ago, where did we come from, or for 30 years ago, then you really had to, manage. Mm-hmm. There was less medicine, different options which could help you try to find any type of alternative. You would be surprised if you could see what type of alternatives our grandmothers used instead of medicine, how they tried to manage with everything that was natural.
We still how use much, them, Anu.
Of course, yes.
Every
this
day.
Is what I'm trying. That we eat honey because we think it's healthy and so on. So there are a lot of perceptions that we really believe in. And I think that based on that, we also believe that we are healthier. I don't know if we really are, but...
Okay. Sorry. So you want to...
Well, long may it continue, that's what I'd say, because that's really good. And it's interesting because I think after the Second World War, we went through a similar
thing. Yeah.
So there wasn't much food around and you were very careful about
circumstances.
But affluence is, it has its downsides as well as its upsides. And one of the downsides of affluence is that, you can indulge yourself mm-hmm. in everything. And food is just one thing that you indulge yourself in, and we do live in a society where there's a need, there will be an organisation that tries to fulfil that need, that goes for food as much as everything else. But I do hope you hang on to those healthy habits.
Absolutely.